Hello, good morning, good evening, and good whatever time it is where you're listening from. You have just tuned in to the BPC, also known as the Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all about the BS, but there's no BS here. Just what once was broken spirits that are now whole spirits, picking up pieces and turning them to power each week. It's time to get ready, get set, and press play. So sit back, relax, and do whatever you do to unwind, because it's conversation time, people. Let's go and let's grow, because if you're going to go through it, you might as well grow through it. All right, people, welcome back to the BPC, the Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all about the BS, and I am your host, Miracles One. And we back in episode 5 of 2024. Title, Tap In versus Tap Out. How to remain joyful when your peace is disturbed. And before I get into the minutia of this episode, the craziest thing is this has been an amazing week for me. Let me start about that. I just signed a contract/offer letter with the UFC. For those who don't know what that means, Ultimate Fighting Championship, and their corporation owns some fitness centers. And I'm now going to be running one of their largest fitness departments, for those who know me outside of Miracles One. It's amazing news. Amazing news. Long time coming. I thank God for it. Matter of fact, I give applause for God blessing me. Now, with that being said, it was also my baby girl's birthday. And that is such an amazing time, the blessing that she is. And I'm thankful for her, and applause again to God blessing with her. But how many of you know that when sometimes it's the best of time, it could be the worst of times at the same time? Because during this week, in the midst of all that, the celebratory situations that happened, I had some other situations happen. And that's when life be lifing, right? Life be lifing when you expect everything's going good. Nothing can possibly go wrong now. And it's always something that goes wrong outside of your control. Now, I do have, I don't want to get too far gone and get to dig into this episode. I need to get another shout out real quick to another new country alert. People, BPC family, let's welcome Mexico. Welcome Mexico, the BPC. And not only are we welcome, they've jumped up in the rankings. They just got on like 5 days ago, and they already jumped in like several spots in who's listening. So Mexico, I appreciate you all. However you family, keep sharing. I'm glad you're picking up pieces and picking up power. So anyway, getting back to what we were discussing in regards to this tap in versus tap out in the best and worst of times. You know, the reason I said in the title, how to remain joyful when your peace is disturbed, I'm bringing it up because what we don't realize, even though I've said it before, happiness is external. It's fleeting. It could be here right now. In a few moments, something can happen, and it affects your whole happiness moment, or your ability to be happy. But joy is internal. Joy is something that you have to give away. Nobody can take it. No negative connotation, whether it be the devil you believe in, whatever it be, spirits, whatever your dark matter is, can take it away from you, because it's joy and it's internal. And the great thing about that is, because it's internal, I always say, if you don't believe in something, you'll fall for anything. And I tell y'all over and over again, you know what I believe in. I believe in Christ. And I don't judge what you believe in. But your faith circle has everything to do with your joy. And it's my prayer that you tap into something when it comes to your faith. If you want to tap into my belief, that's fine. Otherwise, I'm going to love you the same. Like I always say, our job was not to clean the fish. It was to catch it and to share about our journey and how good, you know, God has been to us, but also how good life has been with us, no matter how large or small the trials, tribulations have been. So when I say tap in the second segment, I'm going to talk about tap out. I'm going to use mixed martial arts, among some other things, wrestling. But tapping in. This week, due to the things I was traversing in my own life, I had to find a way to truly, truly tap in. Because everything was trying to steal my happy moment from this week. And it was all things, like I said earlier, out of my control. So what I'm trying to tell you is the definition, I'm going to give you a definition of peace. Very simple. Freedom from disturbance. Let me say that again. Definition of peace. Freedom from disturbance. How many of us have only thing that we ever really wanted was to just not be disturbed, to just be able to sit and be? That is like a priceless feeling. But the problem is, the enemy of your soul always wants to kill, steal, and destroy. And runs around like a roaring lion. Why? He wants to roar to disturb your peace. He wants to steal to upset your peace. He wants to destroy to make you have no peace. And he wants to kill your dreams so you will never have a feeling of peace anymore about the future. But I'm here to tell you today that you can tap in. You can tap in before you tap out. Because tapping out involves this one little thing I call fear. Fear in an acronym is false expectations appearing real. And when you understand that notion, the notion of what fear really means and what the enemy try to use, you find yourself looking at those happiness stealers, thieves. And there are things that really aren't real today. A lot of things I was worrying about this week, and this is some good food, y'all, is I was worried about things to come based off of things that had happened already. And trying to figure out how everything's going to work out. And that is a true peace disturber and thief. Why? Because in my faith circle, in my belief, it says, do not worry about tomorrow, because the debate of today is sufficient in its own troubles. Which basically means that if you take care of the day, when you get to tomorrow, everything you need going to be in place for you to take care of then. But if you find yourself thinking about tomorrow and it's disturbing your peace of the day, who are you really mad at? Who are you really upset at? Ain't the devil, it's not the enemy, it's the enemy. It's the one within trying to figure out how you're going to have provisions and breakthrough for the assignments you have tomorrow. And it's really that simple. That's why I said, when those type of things come, you need to tap in. I'm going to keep this segment short. There's no reason to elongate it. It's really to the point. My call to action you this week is this. Make yourself a promise that when I feel someone trying to steal my peace, disrupt my joy, disrupt my peace, it caused a flicker of my happiness. I'm going to say tapped in so I don't tap out. All right, people, hope you enjoyed that segment. I'm Miracles One. I'll be back in 36 seconds. All right, people, welcome back to segment two of the BPC, the Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all about the BS. We are in episode 5 of 2024. Tap in versus tap out. How to remain joyful when your peace is disturbed. The last segment, we focused in on tapping in. And you might be wondering, why am I focusing on tapping out? Why? Because a lot of us tap out too early. We tap out on our hopes. We tap out on our dreams. Some of us tap out in life, God rest his soul. But the main thing is, it's knowing when to tap out. So I'm going to deal with two type of tap outs in this segment. First tap out, I'm going to use the mixed martial arts. In mixed martial arts, you have different disciplines, right? But they have this discipline called Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And it's a discipline that focuses on you being in usually a vulnerable position on your back, but you have a skill set that teaches you how to win a fight off your back on the ground. That to most people would be a disadvantage to the person on the ground, but when you have this skill set of BJJ, as they call it, you can put a person in a position to where you can put them in different locks, holds, choke holds, and cause them to tap out. Then the crazy thing is, when you're in these positions, they tell you to stay relaxed. When you're the person trying to defend with this person who is a high-level Brazilian jiu-jitsu artist, they tell you to stay relaxed so you don't overreact, because you overreact, you can put your body or joint or your neck, whatever, into a really bad position that causes you to have to tap out. And the reason I bring it up is, a lot of times when the enemy of your soul is trying to steal your joy, kill your joy, disturb your peace, all above, is done in such a way to where, because of fear, you overreact to something that won't actually cause you to tap out in the wrong way. Yeah. You overreact to something that will not cause you to tap out in the wrong way. Because you have to understand, when something comes to rob your joy, your happiness has all, you've mastered that. You figured out, look, happiness is fleeting. I need to keep myself in alignment on how to stay joyful. So when this thing comes to disrupt that, you have to recognize and not overreact. Because you overreact, you're going to react in a way that's going to cause movement where it puts you out of position for that thing you was actually being blessed for. No matter how crazy it is, it will put you out of position if you overreact of the thing you was about to be blessed for. Because you just didn't stay in the moment and waited on the next move as the person trying to reposition themselves, the enemy of your soul, to where discouragement can be caused to cause you to tap out early. Now that's one tap out. Very valid tap out, understanding tap out, but the key is not to tap out, because the fight is what? The fight is a fixed fight. Now the other tap out happens in wrestling is when you're wrestling against another team, a tag team they call it. And when you get into a situation or a spot to where you feel like your strength is zapped, you barely can't make it, you go tap out. You tap in the person on your teammate. For people of my faith, it'll be the Holy Spirit. When I get tired, tapping to God, tapping to Jesus. For yours, it'll be something else. But you tap that person in, or for us, that spiritual being in, while you tap out to come fight the fight for you. Let me say that again. Boy, that's good. You tap in your spiritual foundation, so you can tap out the situations you feel is overbearing. Because in my belief, it says, his yoke is easy, his burden is light. And it's talking to my Christ. And yours might say something else, but the premise is still the same. The battles that you get into when you start getting those crazy blessings and the battles you get into your head are things above your pay grade. But when you tap into your faith circle and tap into your belief system, you find out it's things within your pay grade, because it's not about your pay grade, it's about who you serve and who you believe in. So you keep it moving by tapping out yourself or tapping in the right person, the right spiritual being, so you can weather the storm. And you learn by learning when to tap somebody else in or when to tap into your joy. You learn how to strategically tap out when you need to. But not tap out prematurely when you're being isolated from the world. And the world's using fear as tactics to cause you to want to tap out early. Man, you know, I wanted this to be a long episode, but this meaty. Is there nothing to say about that? The tap out portion. So we're going to take our next break. And it's probably a 20-some minute episode. And I'll be back in 36 seconds. I'm Miracles One. All right, people, we're back for the conclusion of the BPC, the Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all about the BS, episode 5 of 2025. I'm sorry, 2024, tap in versus tap out. I'm hoping in that very intense but meaty short last segment, you got the tap out version that you need to use, which is basically a tap in. Because I really need you to get, if you don't get nothing else, whatever fight you're in, especially after you've just been blessed a lot, immensely, is a fixed fight that's trying to get you to stay focused off the prize and what you've been blessed with and to be in. And it wants to, the enemy of your soul wants to put you in a position of, instead of being in a position of praise and power, you're in a position of pity because you're so busy looking at something that looks like it's going to steal your blessing or affect it, and you forgot who blessed you with it. So if you remember who blessed you with it, when you start feeling like that, tap in your faith circle so you can tap yourself out. And then that's the guaranteed win. That's pretty much all it is. Tap in versus tap out is about knowing who to tap out, who to tap in so you can tap out without losing the ability to get the win and get the blessing. You tap out on your own because you overreact. That's on you. But you tap in your faith circle, it becomes for us on him. And since he's already got the victory from hell itself, he said it's finished. You tap in, we don't have to tap out because we tap into our true joy. All right? So people, I hope you enjoyed this brief but meaty episode and your soul and spirit was fed from it. And I continue to do what I do. And I ask you to continue to do the big ass, which is support through sharing, subscribing, and any other way you want to support us. Like we always say on the BPC, if you're going to go through it, you might as well grow through it. And when you're picking this podcast, you're picking up pieces. And you're most definitely picking up power. I'm Miracles One. I'm out until next week.